Hey! Dímelo, mi gente. We're here, Trapper Checha, episode 8.
Ocho.
Una vaina bien siempre here with Jodeci and LMP's official intern, DJ Black Casper. He was DJ Casper, and I wasn't feeling it, so now he's Black Casper. As always, our producer extraordinaire, DJ Anthony. Today we got a lot of stuff to talk about, guys. A lot of stuff is going on in sports, a lot of stuff is going on in music. But we will get to that all in a second. It's Trapper Checha, you know what it is. Black Casper, do your Black Casper thing.
Hey.
I look kind of brolic in this.
Are you in a tight t-shirt?
Si te lo metes para recordar un TBT. Yeah, ya yo me cansé de tus mentiras. Ahora hay una más dura que me tira. Todo tiene su final, todo expira. Pero el pasado y el pasado nunca vira. Arranca por el carajo, mi cuerpo no te necesita. Lo que pide es un perreo sucio en la placita. No creo que lo nuestro se repita. Yo le prendo un pill y dejo una ready pa' ahorita. Yeah. Odio saber que en ti una vez más yo confié. Odio todo lo que
cosas sin enamorarte. Quiero que te sientas cómoda si vamos a parte.
Así como tú quieras, te hago el amor para mí.
Modélame, bebé, no pinte de olvidar de pensar que yo contigo quiero estar. Querer probar algo de ti para no olvidar. Yo no me sé ni su nombre. Y dejo su fragancia, me desespero.
Y de pensar que yo contigo quiero estar. Quiero algo de ti para olvidar.
Yo no me sé ni su nombre, pero la quiero. Paso y dejo su fragancia.
Entonces ese día que a ti te
probé,
que Dios me perdone, yo no te quiero ni ver.
La casa es
un asesino, un diablo en cuerpo de mujer. Fantasma que aparece y no vuelve a aparecer. No va a negarte que bien dura te ve. Puede ser que borracho un día vuelva y te dé. Ojalá y terminemos como la última vez. Que sea quien te enamore y que no me vuelva a ver.
Y te ría rondo.
Tú eres un problema serio, porque no tienes corazón, ya está muerto en el cementerio. No le hagas caso a los intermedios, que se saquen del medio. Si cuando contigo me voy a criterio. Vamos juntos, mami, todo es bello. Tú sabes que no rompo mucho, pero tengo más que yo. Ese muñeco que el fil y yo lo sé yo. Cuando suba la nota, porque el otro lo que yo te lo que yo.
Aquel día te vi y tu energía sentí. Desde solo te quiero lejos de mí. Sé que no sabes de mí y no te puedo mentir. Lo que dicen en la calle sobre mí.
Y no te voy a negar. Estamos claros y ya.
deja que yo te agarre, baby. Besos en el cuello pa' calmar la sed. Mano en tu cadera pa' empezar, como ve. No le vamos a bajar más nunca, mamá.
Black Casper.
Placata, como ella lo mueve.
Trap and Checha, episode 8. Tus
ganas de comerte, ahora son más fuertes. Quiero tenerte.
Great. Let's get right into it, Joe. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. How was yours? What did you do?
I worked Saturday, World Cup events. That was kind of cool.
Who were you going for?
So you know me and Cristiano Ronaldo are like spirit brothers.
Are you?
Yeah, we have the same likes. We have the same dislikes. So I was going for him for Portugal, but they lost to Uruguay.
Ay, bendito.
They lost to Uruguay. But I did that on Saturday, and then I watched France beat Argentina. And yesterday I went to the pool, and today I went to the pool. How about you?
So this weekend, Sunday, I did makeup for a photo shoot for my best friend.
How did that go?
It went okay.
You've had better?
Yeah, it got better towards the end. You gotta be positive and stuff like that. Like, their model didn't show up, but then we got a backup and everything.
Irresponsibility. All-time high.
And on Saturday, I went to the pool with my friend. It was her birthday.
I saw. If you guys don't know, follow Jodeci on Instagram. You want to see boobs and pool.
Titties.
It's pretty much, you're going to see a lot of boobs and pool.
Titties.
The homie was at the Vail in BK.
It was. It's beautiful.
It's very nice. Very nice. So if you want to see boobs, just follow her. She'll be out here.
They don't be out, but I'll be out here.
Yeah, she'll be out here. Yeah, I'm tropi out. It's been a heat wave in New York. If you're not in the New for all non-New York viewers,
it was disgusting yesterday.
And it's gonna stay disgusting for a couple of days. Just to let you know.
No, but yesterday was horrible.
You think yesterday was worse than today? Yeah.
Sunday was really bad.
I was muddy out both days, to be honest with you. Black Casper, what did you do? Anything special?
Hiciste, what did you do?
Well, on Saturday, I had to go to Queen 718 Hookah Lounge.
Ooh.
From, I guess, 10 to 3. And then Sunday, it was a hot day. I was supposed to work, but it got canceled. So I just, me metí en la pompa.
Yeah, te metiste en la pompa. Yeah, it's been a while since you
Damn, I haven't done that in years.
Una vaina bien. We used to get money too, clean the cars. Well, we used to just force you to get your car washed and then ask you for a dollar. Black Casper, how old are you for our viewers that don't know? Black Casper is the intern of LMP, so he's on the come up. Let him know.
I'm 18.
Where are you from, Black Casper?
I'm Honduran. I'm from the Bronx.
You're from the Bronx. Are you originally from Honduras or are you from here? You were born here?
I was born here.
But your family's from Honduras. Are you a football fan?
Football?
Being from Honduras? No?
I'm more of a baseball person.
Okay.
Okay.
You played ball? You played ball coming up?
Baseball.
Yeah, just watch baseball. Well, let's get into sports now that we're on the topic. Okay. Moving forward, we like I said, Portugal's out, Argentina's out. So Messi and my man Ronaldo, who's my spirit brother, and Jeffrey, the giraffe from Toys R Us, they got all kicked out the same day because Toys R Us is officially closed across the world.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So they all got kicked out the same day.
I saw something that they put a picture of Jeffrey.
And Messi and Ronaldo.
And yeah, like candles.
Yeah.
Like rest in peace.
The only Latin countries that are left are Uruguay, Colombia to play tomorrow, and Brazil, I guess you consider a Latin country, right? It is Latin country. It's South America. So we got to go for them, even though they beat Mexico, who I was kind of going for, but Brazil's better. And yeah, I'm going to see them in September, Anthony. Brazil versus the USA. So that's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to that. And the big talks these last couple of days is LeBronto, a.k.a. LeBron, a.k.a. Mr. I Don't Like You. Let's not go into Golden State Warriors just yet. Let's bring up that picture of LeBron for all his fans. And
all these Lakers fans that came out of nowhere.
So you're 18, so you grew up just watching LeBron, basically, right? You're a basketball fan?
More of a...
Baseball?
More of a baseball, but...
But you follow basketball.
When it comes to basketball, it's all Golden State.
It's all Golden State for you? We're going to get into that second. But LeBron fans be like my homie right here. LeBron is on his third team. Really like fourth if you count that he went to Cleveland twice. He signed for a whopping, I don't know, what was it?
¿Cuánto era? Dime, tell me the number.
What was the number? Can somebody tell me the number? I forgot.
30 million around there.
a year maybe. but anyways, he signed for a lot of money. It was like 120 mil. I think you sent it to me, didn't you?
I did.
Okay, so I'm gonna bring that up.
He was like, I know this.
I know he signed for a lot of money, but I hate LeBron. We know that too, so.
I'll tell you right now.
I hate him too.
You don't like LeBron either?
No.
All right, 154 million in 4 years. That's a lot of money. So LeBron signed to LA, which a lot of speculation thought that he was signed to LA, considering that he's been out there right after he got off the plane from a family trip. He went out there. And he talked to Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson said that if I don't sign and make moves this offseason, I'm gonna quit. So he signed LeBron, 4 year, 154. I think this is kind of corny considering that we consider the greats to be LeBron, Kobe, Jordan. He can't retire a Laker because Kobe's a Laker, and you know, that looks kind of corny. But sources say that they're trying to mold his son to become a Laker. And that within 4 or 5 years, his son will play for the Lakers along with his father, and that'll be the first father and son basketball team.
That's kind of cool.
That I think is cool.
That's kind of cute. I really like that.
Yeah. So that's what they're trying to do.
Like, who doesn't want to play with their father on the same team
and
whoop some ass?
I guess.
Because have you seen him?
His son's gonna be a problem too.
His son is nice.
But that goes into me telling people, like, when you have the facilities and obviously the resources that LeBron has, and I'm sure the genetics that he gave his son, mm-hmm. it's kind of hard for him not to be a basketball phenom, considering I'm sure he has all the best coaches in the world coaching his son. But you know, they signed also Rajon Rondo and McGee, and they're looking to make another super team to go to the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, this is what LeBron fans look like.
He looks tight.
That will never
happen.
He's
like, coño, now I have a new favorite team.
Well, let's go into to what they just signed DeMarcus Cousins to the Golden State Warriors, which means that, oh God, eso lo que falta. Once you get that picture, eso lo que falta. For real? Eso posible. I might actually like that move. I think Carmelo Anthony deserves a ring, so that's my boy. So, but let's go, let's see the pic. No, what is this? Lakers acquisition, the last 24 hours. JaVale McGee, I forgot they got Lance Stephenson too, and Rajon Rondo. So this is what the new Los Angeles Lakers, again with LaVar Ball, y esta gente look like. But go to Golden State, so for Black Casper, because they just signed DeMarcus Cousins. So they still looking like to be the best team ever in the history. So yeah, that's sports. Let's see, it looks like the West just got better, and I don't know how far LeBron's gonna get with that team, but they're gonna be definitely contenders. Any team that looks that good, obviously. And on to the next stuff. So in big news, bring up the Teyana Taylor video. Yeah. Can you play some Teyana Taylor in the background? Some three-way.
That's my favorite song.
Well, she did comment on, I don't know what station, it was a Philly station, that the three-way thing is real, that she believes that she has to give her man whatever he wants, because that's her husband. I thought that means that you just give him you, but can we hear this? No? Okay, so basically, we didn't like Teyana Taylor's.
This is Big Boy.
From LA. We didn't like Teyana Taylor's album all that much, and neither did she. Apparently, the samples were not clear that she originally intended, and the album that Kanye put out was not the album that she approved.
That sucks.
So she did not get the album that we've been waiting for and that she's been waiting for at the end of the day.
So we've been waiting all these years for...
for an album that she hasn't even really released, because they released a B version. Are you an R&B fan, Black Casper?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like way back.
Oh, so you like what's some of your favorite R&B groups?
It's a lot.
Well, give me their favorite one.
To
see where your head is at.
I can give you the name of the song.
Okay, go.
Scrubs.
Oh, TLC. So you're a TLC fan. Okay, so that's the answer to that. I think the problem with a lot of R&B albums these days is that there's not many R&B producers left from the 90s and all that. So that's why a lot of have a boring sound because they kind of are trying to make something that they don't, it isn't really coming out of them. Mm-hmm. It's more like a formula. And when you make music, it has to be something that you like, it comes out of you, passionate about. So I think we don't really have those producers in the R&B game anymore.
Well, I feel like Teyana Taylor is passionate of what she sings.
But I'm saying as far like, as the production was kind of boring.
It was. But also, when you have one producer doing everything, yeah, it's just like everything's gonna sound the same.
Definitely. So
they're all gonna have the same flow.
But
like back in the day, you would have another producer, other producer, other producer. So it's just, they make albums differently now.
But going into that, Drake releases a double album. Not only does he release a double album, but he has 1.4 billion streams in 36 hours. We have to give it up.
Damn.
That is an astronomical number. Can we bring up a Drake face while we play some of his music? Yeah, I don't know, but it's nice. But 1.4 billion streams. So if there was any doubt that Drake was going to be... Yeah, you could put that up. You could put that up.
Put that one. This one.
Because like I'm winning. This is I'm winning face.
Oh my God! Can
this is my favorite.
Today?
This is my
favorite.
What
is he chewing on a toothpick?
On a guayabo, probably. But this is my favorite song off the album, Emotions. I didn't like so much the B side, which was all R&B. I thought it got a little boring.
You didn't like the one that Michael Jackson's featured on?
No, I did. This is what the problem is. I think that he's combating the Kanye formula of the 7 songs so much that he wanted to put out too much music. And sometimes Drake ruins his albums by putting out too much music because it diminishes from the really good quality because you get lost in like 3 songs that are just like over.
I do agree. When I was listening to the album, I was like, what song is this? Did I hear this already?
You were like, four.
I was like, Coño, wait, isn't this the same song? And then I didn't know the name of the song. I was like, Coño, what the fuck is the song's name? Like,
it's just too much music. And I think it was for him to prove a point. Like, he went double platinum off the strength that he put out over 100 minutes of music. So the rule says that when he dropped the album, it was already double platinum. So he's quadruple or whatever. He's probably 8 times platinum right now. Because he dropped a double album and it's over 100 minutes music.
I've been listening to it all day.
Because it's that much music, you gotta listen to it all day.
I'm like trying to figure out, okay, do I really like this song? Oh my God. And then it's hard. It's hard to pick. So what are your top 3s? Or top 5?
No, I don't know about top 5. I think all the singles that we already heard were obviously dope. And then I really like this song, Emotionless, and I really like the intro a lot, too. And then the one you said about Kiki, what was the name of that song?
It's...
I like that one, too. What's that, Mob Ties?
That's Mob Ties.
I like the one with Jay-Z. I like the first half, all hip-hop. I really like the album. But the second half, I'm a big R&B fan, but there was just a lot of boring tracks, bro. And he has the same Drake flow on
In
every
My
song.
Feelings. Play In My Feelings.
Oh, play that. That's off the R&B side.
My thing is, I have Apple Music, so it doesn't tell me which side is the R&B side and which side is the rap side. Well, I just got 25 songs, I gotta shuffle
13,
them to figure out what they are.
After 13, I think is the R&B stuff. I like this song though. This was on the R&B side, I'm pretty sure.
Put it up a little bit more. Kiki,
do you love me? Are you riding? So I have a cousin named Christine. When we downloaded the album, I don't think we had gotten into this one, so probably gonna hear it all day on her ringtone. Her name is Kiki. Cousin Kiki? Cousin Kiki, if you're hearing this, look, here's your ringtone. People still do that? They download still ringtones? Yeah?
Oh no, actually I do have a ringtone on my phone. Gotta make some choices. They run it. No, I don't have a dimbo. It's Let Me Love You by Mario.
Which Black Casper was just playing a little while ago.
When
you popped off on R&B rocks.
That used to be my when I was in the 6th grade, that used to be my flip phone's ringtone. And it's followed me to the iPhone.
I mean, definitely was an amazing album. Way better still than J. Cole. J. Cole still has the lowest album for me of the year. No, you don't agree, Black Casper? You're looking at me crazy. You like J. Cole's album a lot?
There's a song, too. It's like Ratchet, Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday.
That's fire, too. Like, I could see that being played.
There was like 2 or 3 songs from J. Cole album that was actually good.
Final Fantasy was mad freaky, too.
I reminded me of the video game. It was really weird. That B-side was a little different. As far as the J, there was two or three songs and the rest were boring. That's what I've been saying. Whereas this, he has about, if he would have just put out 8 and 8, he would have had a classic album. Now, he would have had 16 songs, 15 to 16, he would have had a classic album. Because he has 8 good songs, he has at least 12 to 13 amazing songs on this album.
I agree.
He just has too much music, bro. Like, and it's just to show I can do that.
I like when he says, "I make them hoes walk together like I'm Amber Rose."
Yes, that was
That's
a great line.
That's my favorite quote. I don't know why, but I love that quote.
No, he had a lot of great quotes and a lot of subliminals. They say "my bed" was actually like when he says, "I only love my for the whole spring." We're saying we only love our my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Mine was Marvin's favorite line. But it turns out that my bed might be his son's middle name and not exactly his bed that
which
he was referring to.
Which is crazy.
Which would be a de pinga subliminal. Like, I like it.
So it's like I was always talking about my kid.
That's all I saw on Instagram when I woke up.
So where we say that he wasn't mentioning his kid. No, he was. He just wasn't rolling it out. Obviously, the biggest meme was how he says that he was protecting his son from the world and not the world from his son. It's a nice little line. I'm not so sure about that.
Read this for me.
Men that use Drake lyrics as their captions have the best pussy. Yeah, I mean, he has a lot of soft captions. He has a lot. Every one of the ones he already heard.
From this album, Nice For What.
I'm upset.
God's plan.
This song that's playing right now, I can hear it in the
this
club.
This song will be good in the club too. That'll be 4. And then from there, I don't think there's no other song. Just 4 right now.
I mean, he definitely has a couple dope ones.
He's gonna have, on the radio, what do you think you could?
He's gonna have at least 10 songs in the top 100 this month. That's a fact. That's a fact.
They already,
and that's break. That's, that has to be a record breaking or something.
They already starred. Here, look, Survival, Nonstop, Elevate. They all have the stars.
Yeah, he was already.
I mean, but is that his fault, bro? He's showing that you can't stop him. He is a legend, a walking legend.
He.
No, to be honest, I wonder how much money he had to drop to put Michael Jackson on a song.
Funny story, I don't know if it's true. There's a dude, Paul Anka, if you don't know, is like an old school Paul Anka. Anyways, somehow he had the rights to that Michael Jackson song. Because I think Michael Jackson owned the Beatles catalog. You could own other people's catalog. So somehow, either he made it happen or he owned a portion of that sample or something like that. But he got it cleared and I don't think there was that much money involved.
You don't think it was so much money?
Because he showed them what he wanted to do with it and they respected it. You understand? So that's
I like
that. I don't know if that was more rumors, but he showed how and what aspect and what light he was going to utilize it and they respected it enough to be like, you know what? And it has happened. Michael Jackson on Paul McCartney's catalog, bro. He told him and Paul McCartney didn't talk for man long because he told Paul McCartney back in the day when they had a couple of duets, he told him, "I'm gonna own your catalog one day." And he laughed, haha. He lo compró. He owned Paul McCartney's music, bro, until he released it later to him. Like, you can own other people's catalogs. Like, I think somebody owns a bunch of songs from Death Row. Like, I think Suge Knight sold a bunch of them or something. Anyways, music industry is crazy. This is what happens. But Drake is a walking legend. Pusha T does not matter to Drake fans.
Pusha T doesn't what?
Matter to Drake fans.
I feel like his album did die down. Yeah, this is all we're gonna. This is.
That's it for the summer.
It's Drake summer. That's it. That's all we're gonna listen to. Drake.
So he proves
again.
He proved, but he said it. I'm three sets of three. He's 9 years strong.
Album mode.
And I heard that he's gonna do okay, so what's the album where it's like a cartoon baby, like it was my favorite one. Take Care, was it?
Take Care.
He's gonna drop a part 2 in the middle of summer, he said. I don't know if that's another rumor. But supposedly he's gonna drop even more music.
You know all the cheap, man. You know all the cheap, man.
I mean, I'd be interested on the YouTube. When I'm on the can, I like to watch the YouTube and be interested.
I agree. Me too.
Yeah. So, Drake is a walking legend. You know what? I really like Drake. No, but not, because I don't care about artist's personal life. I don't care if he's a bad father. Like, I'm worried about me being a good father.
He speaks about his son on the whole album.
So I'm not worried about that. And I could really respect
March 14th. And he's talking a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, maybe it's true. Maybe he just didn't want people to be in his business. And I could respect that. I don't want people like,
yeah, why, March 14th.
Why do we have to have a world where we have to know their political views and their social ties and who their kids are?
What did you think about the Talk Up featuring Jay-Z?
So I was amazed by that because I thought he was beefing with Jay-Z for mad long because Drake a while back had made a comment like, I don't want to hear songs about paintings and all that when he put out,
I was laughing on Instagram because it says Drake featuring Papa Dio. Yo, that shit had me die.
But yeah, it is Papa Dio. But damn, whatever album, Magna Carta, right? So Drake said he didn't like that all that much because he was talking about paintings and all that too much. So anything you say to Jay-Z, he takes offensive because to him, he is Papa Dio. Jay-Z's not going to say, he's going to say it more humbly, but he believes he's Papa Dio. That's a fact. So whenever you mention, so I thought they were beefing and then he put them on the record. So isn't that like Jay choosing sides against Kanye and his team?
Yeah.
And Jay had a very good verse on it, not to mention. A very good verse. So I was even more surprised. Like, yo, you got Michael Jackson and Jay-Z on your album? Yeah,
okay, so
he's
gonna...
What?
Well...
Talk, Joe.
No, I was gonna ask... So...
Talk, Joe.
You got me in a moment. So anyways...
I have that effect on women, shit. Anthony.
Yeah, he leaves me without...
I have that effect on women. Take notes, Black.
Okay, it's okay.
You do not have that. What other effects do you have on women?
You said I'm not allowed to talk about that this week.
No, not...
No.
What other effects do you
I'm
have?
Very convincing. You're very convincing?
What do you convince a female to do?
Well, I was once told, ask and you shall receive. So as long as you're willing to ask.
I'm asking. Tell me.
No, you know, there'd be something. But you told me I can't talk about that.
No way. No, you can't talk about that, but you can talk about other things.
But that'd be some convincing I'd be having to do when it comes to the beso negro. You told me I can't talk about it this week.
Can't talk about it.
I'd be convincing them to do that. Like,
okay, so you're younger. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about it this week.
We're not mentioning it. Do you disagree or agree? That's all you gotta say.
Agree.
Black Casper's Honduran.
So can we?
I'm affecting lives.
Can we
out here.
Pull up the XXXTentacion video?
Okay. Yeah. Let's go into. Okay. This is the video where he foresaw his death. So for many years in hip hop, there have been themes of death. Biggie had themes of death. Tupac had themes of death. A lot of rappers always had themes of death, and they're considered prophets for it. Now, I'm a person that believes when you speak things into existence.
Those are his eyes? Those are his eyes?
I don't know, but they're very nice if they are. Yeah. Or they were very nice.
They were. Sorry. Rest in peace.
But if you have a bunch of songs about suicide and death, does that make you a prophet or does that make you a person that speaks it into existence? That's what I believe. Snoop Dogg believed that when he said murder was a case that they gave me, shortly after, that was his case. And he believed he spoke that into existence. Suicide is the name of this song.
It's sad, actually.
Black Casper's part of the young black youth. The young Black Casper youth.
What do you think about XXX overall in general?
Well, I think he was like a god.
For real?
A god to the people who wanted to take their lives away. Because there's a lot of people out here in this world that go through certain things and can't handle it right. So, you know,
they can't express themselves.
Yeah, they...
All right, so hold up. Because look at
right here. Look, he's walking. Mira la foto de él.
I'm not very up on the XXXTentacion Tentacion. I do know the songs that people will play and stuff like that, but I'm not a big fan of that genre like that. It's, as an artist, like, do people, did they really feel him before this, or was this after he died that it was a big deal?
Well,
were you a Tentacion?
I was a Temptation fan, but the thing is,
do we say Tentacion because we're Latin, or is his name Tentacion?
I think it's Tentacion.
It's Tentacion, but
it's just Tentacion.
Yeah. Well, when I was on Instagram, I saw that a lot of artists, they all said that he was always a positive guy. He was always humble, you know, bringing out great vibes, you know. 6ix9ine said it. Couple other artists said it. You know how 6ix9ine is. 6ix9ine is
crazy.
Vocal, you know.
Did you? But you liked, you was a big fan of this, yeah, of this XX. I mean, I really like this song. I'm not gonna lie. And I can see I put myself to listen to more because I'm a very open-minded person. I don't judge even today. I just cling to what I know and I like. But I will try something for the first time, Jodeci, if ever.
So you're open-minded.
100%. Like, I was like, all right, let me hear what this kid got. And this song is dope. Very different.
This song is dope.
It's very different.
I did not hear it until after his passing. So it's just, I've seen so many videos and so many people say that he was very positive and very, like, the way he was very articulate, the way he spoke.
No, I definitely would see videos of his, and he was very well spoken. He wasn't a dumb dude.
Yeah.
That much I would see from before. And when they were, like, beefing with the Trippy Reds of the world, I don't really like that.
We don't know what people are going through and what beef they have, but the fact that he was able to speak, like, oh, don't be sad, like, and he was dealing with depression himself, that's kind of...
So again, my question, is it possible that through his artistic expression that he might have created his death? Because I do believe that's possible. I do believe that if...
Look at this video. He's visiting himself right and then this video airs right after he passes.
That's my thing. Like, is it possible that he wanted to die so bad? I'm gonna give you for instance, I hated one job I had so much that I would ask God every day, I need to find a way out of that. Long story short, I got fired for a really stupid reason. Mm-hmm. But that is my, that God has a sense of humor. It's not how you want it to happen, but if you wish something to happen, it might happen the wrong way. I didn't really want that, I was just saying. But I didn't want to lose my job. At the end of the day, I didn't want to be unemployed. But I would ask for it so much that God doesn't know the difference.
You felt like you spoke it into existence.
I spoke about it so much. God, there's people. I've read books and stuff like that where people would use the phrase so much. I'll give my right arm. Like some guy's daughter was dying. And for her to live and come out of a coma, he would repeat, I will give my right arm. Long story short, and it, not verbatim, but a car came, y le llevó el brazo, he bled out to death. Shortly after that, his daughter woke up from the coma.
Oh my God.
Because the universe does not know how to distinguish whether what you're saying is how you truly feel or just being facetious or whatever the case may be. So I would say, I don't want to hate my job. Que sacamento, coge ahí, eso es lo que tú querías. It's a cliche, but it's true. But I mean, do you believe that? He was in the wrong place at the wrong time and the wrong. These guys gotta get out the hood. Once you blow up, you gotta get out the hood, B. Can't be in the hood.
I feel like, I strongly feel like his death was set up.
Was a setup, right?
Yeah.
It was a setup.
But they caught the guy.
I mean, yeah, they caught him. But I mean, you never know. Somebody probably posted on Snap or Instagram. Oh, look, XX is here.
Oh, it was that. But do you feel that he might have done something to put himself in that situation, or was just that envidia?
No one knows.
We don't even know.
We don't even know. Podía ser envidia. La gente le coge envidia a la gente.
Exactly what I tell everybody. When you blow up, you want to keep it real. Through el otro, you gotta go out the hood, bro. Because the hood is full of a bunch of crabs in a bucket. Unfortunately,
like, it's good to be humble.
And come back and show love.
And come back and show love. But sometimes,
I guess I got
like, you have to tell people, like, Ja, your time's up. I gotta grow from here.
Bro,
wake up call.
So, and a lot of the people that you have around you, I'm speaking to from experience, are the people that bring you down.
100%.
And
that's a fact.
They bring you down. Sometimes your family can even be the biggest haters.
Listen, this is a fact. People want you to do well, just not better than them. So once they see you doing better than them, eso le molesta.
Catch feelings.
Eso le molesta. And when you come back from a block, from a person that you might have grown up your whole life and all that, they're looking at you like, but why not me? But why him? And that's what I'm saying to you, that you could do it if I could do it. But they're looking at it, like, yo, pero este tigre anda montado y este el otro, and they are a pie in front of the building still. Mm-hmm. And you coming home to go to rest your head because you've been working all day and getting money all day, and they le molesta.
No, I had a best friend for 14 years, and she was my everything, and she did some dumb shit to me.
She messed with your man?
Huh? No. She did some dumb shit to me.
Girls be doing that.
Yo, they do, though.
They really.
It's just like, get your own cock. It's okay. There's a whole bunch of them.
You want me to put you on?
No. I don't want you to put...
None
of the cocks
you... No. Don't let anybody know what you got.
Of course.
As, like, if you be like, yo, este tigre me rompió la nalga. No. They be wanting to know.
Of course. They be like, yo, I want to feel that shit too. I want my shit to be broken too. No, but like, you could be friends with someone for 14 years and you think that you helping them, like, yo, you pushing them, but they're not pushing you the same way.
Not at all.
And then when they out your life, all the good things, all the positive things come to you.
Your circle gotta be.
And then
the
funny thing is, your parents noticed who's your friend and who's not.
The energy.
They know everything. Esa no la amiga. And you be like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Believe whatever your abuela says, bro.
Yo.
Ellos saben.
Listen, in this world, it's all about leveling up.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't level up and you stay doing.
You gotta do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Cool. Look at what Black Casper's at. 18 on the Trap and Church show. He's trying to come out the box.
Exactly.
He's trying to do things out here. His friends might be still chilling on the block of what you did. He's gonna come home talking about now. I was on a podcast. Dude. Quizá le afecta.
Like, what's a podcast?
Yeah, quizás le molesta. Like, that you're DJing. But you was just DJing my house party the other day. Yeah, now I'm not. Now I'm in the club. Eso le molesta.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro. Yo, my biggest regret, and I say almost every show, and not to call myself, but was listening to people, bro, that their opinions didn't matter. Like, don't. Like, people would tell me, oh, you gotta do it like this, you gotta do it like that, when I was trying to be an artist. And now I look back, who the hell were they for me even to be letting them into the studio?
And don't let no one tell you, oh, you young, you have a lot to live. No, each year we grow. Each year we get older. You gotta live for yourself.
Yeah, don't waste time. Don't waste time. That's something I did too.
We're very positive today. We're very positive.
Yeah, we did. But let's get to perrería. I feel we haven't done that.
Yeah, we.
The whole day.
¿Qué perrería? What have you gone through recently in tu perrería?
Nah, normal shit. My normal. Everybody knows I like what I like. It's been normal.
Yeah, we get it.
It's the summer. I could tell you this much. And this is a fact, Black Casper. This is a fact, bro.
Okay.
La mujeres, as soon as it gets hot, my nigga,
they don't know how to act.
They do not know how to act
or what to wear.
I could literally, oh yeah, they wear dresses all day long. Do you know what time it is?
They wear the sundresses with the same thong.
And it is a fact, Black Casper, that if they're wearing that dress all day long, it's because they're trying to have sex all day
That's
long.
That's not true.
They want attention.
That's not true.
That's not true. No,
they want easy access, B.
I think it's only true when you see the same bitch go around the block like 10 times in the same dress.
Well, I don't really be on... Whoa, there it is. I don't really have the block like that no more, but I could tell you for a fact that when I get that, hey, from a person I haven't talked to like in 9 months, oh, it's the summer. The summer's here. The pool is popping. And that hey, like, if that hey says so much... It's not just hey. It's like hey. I dated that nigga I was with.
I'm business. Good. Love and joy.
Anyways,
take care.
Black Casper.
And she don't understand it.
Talk to me about that. Talk to me about that. Why is it?
No, I walk. I walk everywhere. I don't mind walking.
You're a walker.
Yeah, I'm a walker.
Okay.
I take Uber everywhere. So it's just like I walk down the block. I gotta make sure I look nice before I gotta. So it's like, si un tigre me quiere decir algo, I just keep walking. Boy, tú quieres que yo me pare? Like, I just keep walking. I laugh a lot of the shit that they say, though.
Old men, young men?
Old men.
Yeah, the old men be the worst.
The old men be the worst.
Them niggas got no vergüenza.
God they bless don't. You.
No, if it was God bless you. Todo eso es tuyo.
No, but you know what's funny? Recently, it'd be the viejas too. They'd be like, Maria Purísima. Because my titties are big. I can't hide them.
Oh, for real? I didn't know.
I didn't know this either.
I can't hide them.
You didn't see that, like, Black Cosmo?
I'm joking.
I can't hide them. So it's just like the viejas be the first thing. Like, I had an old lady pull up my shirt one time.
I see, a la freca.
I didn't even know her.
She wanted a cup of feel. A free
probably.
Touch.
Probably. What's the craziest thing? Craziest piropo that you've told someone?
I'm a dude. Oh, piropo?
Uh-huh.
I don't really... Yo, I swear it is not like...
You've never seen this mommy like Diablo.
Oh, yeah, but that's it. Like, I'm not a... I do... This is my... Damn,
oh,
I don't,
the craziest
I don't
want
to put
heard.
People onto my game because then they're going to be immune to it when I do it. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to say it.
But nah, that's back in the day. Bro, if you're on the corner...
How about you, Anthony? The craziest shit that you told some girl.
That's, oh Anthony's my God, married you guys for like 50 years.
You guys are wild.
No, it's not that. I'm going to tell you the truth. This is how I see it.
So if I don't say something, I'm being shy. But now y'all, because
no,
I
no,
got
no.
wives
no, no,
and
no,
shit,
I'm
y'all
gonna,
got
I'm
girls.
Explain myself. I'm going to explain myself. I don't be on the block like that. But this is what I feel.
Now you know how I feel.
No, I'll keep it on.
Yo, that Instagram is beautiful.
Look, who's that? The boobs.
That's me.
If you on the if the girl that stops for you on the block, and yeah, your age, Casper, is fine. At my age, I'm going to be 34. If a girl stops to me on the block, it's una sinvergüenza. Like, if I say something to a girl, yes, it's para. Oh, es verdad. It's una tipa that she stops in every single block.
She
stops in every single block.
There's a meme that says, if you ever feel ugly, walk
through
all
Saint
of Saint Nick.
Yeah, through Saint Nick. And you feel good.
From 165 all the way to
Dyke. y si esa tipa me pare, like, and I say some wild shit, and she be like, so dime, what's good? That's a loca, and I'm speaking from experience. Cause I used to... Nah, my nigga, I bag joints on same thing, they were all locas, but that's when I was younger. So I'm just like, oh, that's just life. If the girl can stop you on the block, bro, es una loca. She's a loca. Trust me. Tell me what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't do you, Black Casper.
Yo, that picture's mad cute. Look at that.
I'm not saying don't do you, Black Casper. I'm just saying.
Sorry.
There's not a third throne. I'm just telling you that the girl that. If you don't put up in Latino on the pump. Emma, you, Black Casper,
no,
still young.
I actually did. I did a video for him when I used to model.
What is that?
Okay, the culo.
That's the culo?
Yeah.
But it's just the side. Oh my Jesus.
You're criticizing my Instagram?
Tampoco así.
Guys, we have an Instagram page, Trap and Churcha.
Please follow. Jodeci, did you bag that day? Did you see any guys holler at you in the veil?
No. I don't attract white guys.
What do you go for then, Jodeci? It's the summer. What are
no,
you going for? What are you looking for?
I let them come to me. I don't.
And what do you? And what? All right.
What do I look for?
It's the summer. What are you looking for?
It's the summer. I'm not looking for nobody. I'm trying to be successful.
Are you trying to? Okay, but if bro, like, let's stop the games already, Jodeci. We're episode 8, coño. Para punto.
Okay, so what do I look for? I look for. Un tigre con dinero, good dick.
¿Y dinero?
Huh?
Do they go hand in hand usually? Dinero and the good quits?
No. A good guy doesn't have good dick.
I must
a bad guy,
Black Casper.
Wow, so she's saying she wants someone bad. Like,
no, I'm just saying. People,
que no tiene futuro.
No, los tigres que no tienen futuro, they don't have a big dick. I mean, they do have a big thing. There we go. Sorry. I always confuse myself.
So if you go successful, do you feel there's a correlation that Same with the women. I find that the women that are kind of, and damn, I don't even. I'm gonna
no, you got it. I'm gonna call it that.
I feel the ones that tend to be more successful and more.
This shit is whack.
More driven.
This shit is whack. This shit is dry.
They don't look that
good. They don't look good.
Because they.
And then the girls that don't do shit, that they just collecting Section 8.
And live in a room.
And live in a room.
Todo tigre.
Three people live in one room.
I saw a meme
have
that
the
said.
Best pussy ever.
I saw a meme that said it's crazy how you have to become become rich to get a broke bitch.
No, the meme is, you gotta have money to you gotta have money to be with a broke bitch.
Have money, which is crazy, but it's kind of true.
It is true.
It is kind of true.
Why can't it be equal?
Because life is not.
Because life
fair.
Is not fair.
It's not what that is.
Why can't
So what do you, since you're younger than
18
us, what, you're 18, what are you looking for? Because I felt like when I was 18, 19, I was already, yo estaba casada con un tigre de toga, that he had no future. He lied about everything.
You mean like female-wise, right?
Yeah, I'm talking
obviously.
About female.
Chill, chill.
No, hey, we're open to anything.
If 2018.
It's 2018. If you like,
back, you told me, Black Castle. What is it? What are these shorties looking like out here?
Well, out here they looking reckless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In what sense?
Do you like older girls? Or do you like
for like 18, 19, por ahí, because they're
you don't
mature.
You don't like younger.
They nah, young no. Young, the females now young. They don't know how to act.
I feel like, I'm sorry, in your generation, I feel like they're very ratchet and they're ready
yeah,
to turn
they're
up at
very
any
ratchet,
time.
Very ratchet.
Bro, they don't have respeto.
Pero not even. Like,
like it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Youngins don't have respeto. No tienen respeto. I feel like older females too, no tienen respeto. They be brawling at any
time. Nah, but
it all depends on where you're raised also.
And where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the crazy, bro. The streets were harder before, but guess what? Cuando vino un viejo, tú necesitas algodón. Like, the moral compass is different, bro. And I'm telling you because I was at the pool this week and I'm just listening to this 18, 17-year-olds talk and what they talk about. And I'm like, yo, is it that I wasn't up before? Or así que están las mujeres? Like, at 16, 17.
What did 17, you hear? What did you hear?
I mean, they were just talking about how they feel about men. Like, you can't be interesada 17 because an 18-year-old dude ain't there yet. Like,
no, that is true.
What do you, like, you worried about money, like, a guy that you're supposed
no,
to be dating?
No, but sometimes when you're, okay, when you're 19, you don't care about money, you don't care about anything, you don't need to have money.
But these girls always on
still
that.
Live with their, okay, no. Their mom taught them something that my mom didn't, I guess. But the shit was just like, oh, I don't care if he has money or not. But, and you down for them, everything, you doing everything for the nigga, and the nigga playing you the whole time.
Bro, this is what you gotta understand, okay? Black Casper, don't worry, but I got you back. This is what you gotta understand. When a nigga's young, you are so damn horny. I was like, I took a sperm analysis at like 21. I had six times.
You're just having fun with my Instagram, right?
I had six times more sperm than the average male. This is a fact. So that shit had to come out every which way. I didn't play you when we were 17. Don't listen. She's definitely not listening to the Trap and Chet, my girl from 17. But my point is, it's like Madden. It's like the video game. You like Madden 18, but doesn't mean that you don't want to get Madden 19 when it comes out. But you could still play Madden 18, but you want some new features.
I don't.
Are you following me?
No, I don't get it.
I caught on.
You follow me?
He gets it, but it's because
okay,
I'm a girl. I don't know what the hell that
okay,
is.
Okay, so listen. Just listen. You don't.
Let's put it in a way where she.
I'm trying to put it.
Do it with makeup. Do it with makeup.
Okay.
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 Thank you, Black Casper.
I like it.
Okay. How many different lipsticks do you have in your kit?
I have a lot.
What's your favorite one? What color?
Spirit.
Spirit.
From MAC.
Do you wear Spirit on an average how many times in a month?
On a daily.
Okay. What's your second favorite?
It's something from Marc Jacobs, but...
Okay, let's say it's whatever from Marc Jacobs.
Okay.
Do you love Spirit any less when you put the other one on?
No.
But why do you put the other one on?
Because it makes it look shiny.
It gives you a different vibe. that spirit don't give you, right? Uh-huh. But you still love spirit. Yeah. But some days you want to rock shiny.
Okay, so I get what you're
you
saying.
You get where I'm going?
So when you have your cake, but you're trying to eat it too.
When you're 18 and 19, you're not caring about, okay, am I going to be alone for the rest of my life? That's not going through your mind.
No,
you're just trying to get as many numbers on the board.
You're trying to get your peace.
And if I'm on my songa, you don't care about losing what you got because it's coming to you so... I definitely bagged more girls when I was 18 than I do now.
No, you do now.
It's a fact. So with that said, I was not worried about losing what I had. I still love you, baby. I did at the time. I don't know about now. That because I was on some... Eso es lo más fácil conseguirme una mujer. Ahora...
It's harder.
Ahora, I'm worrying about things I wasn't worried about before. Does this chick have a job? Where's her mind at? I have a son. Is she going to be okay with that? All these things are a factor that get played into whoever I talk to. Is she wasting my time? Because I don't really got time to waste. These are things that you don't worry about at 19. You just worry about, damn, she look good.
She look good. I'm a pipe.
I want a pipe.
And where's the next one?
But I got a girl already that treats me good. Yeah, I can get another one because I'm Black Casper. That's where Black Casper's at. I'm a DJ. I was at your party. You saw me. I had the Pepsi on deck.
Listen, there's a saying. Enjoy it while you're young.
Oof. Oof. Yo, a man of little words, but he's so profound. He's so profound. But it's true. So when you're 18, 19, man, when I was 19 that summer, damn, I hope she's not ever going to listen.
When I was 19, yo estaba casada.
That's every girl.
That's the worst thing a female can do.
But casada in the sense that you were literally casada or like you were just in love.
I was so determined, like faithful. No, I was faithful in a relationship.
How old was the dude?
The dude was 2 years older than me.
Oh, child. Did he play you?
I like older guys.
Did he play you? That's not old. That's just 2 years.
Yeah, he played me, but in the worst way.
How was that? Talk about it.
I'm going to tell you. So he lied to me. He told me that the girl that he was... I'm just friends with, had piping. Cancer.
Nah, this nigga. Yo, pero que está pasando con los tigres?
Yo.
I will help beyond.
Yo. And he knows who he is.
He's listening right now?
He's probably going to listen to this shit. He's going to.
Send him the link as a DM.
I'll send it to him.
So hold up. He said the girl had cancer and he was piping?
He told me that the girl had cancer. So I literally told him. She could still fuck.
El doctor no tiene cáncer, ¿verdad?
El doctor no tiene cáncer, but no.
It does eventually.
It could eventually, but I'm like, yo, I find out this bitch don't have cancer, I'm fucking both of you up.
She didn't have it?
Because it's just like, you gotta give the benefit of the doubt.
So he said, oh no, I'm just chilling with her, that's my homegirl, she's dying.
She don't got nobody, her whole family passed.
Wow.
Yo,
this nigga's a bean
up. Yo.
He has no heart.
Yeah, and then
I kind of feel, Jodeci, that you know a lot of dirtbags because not for
I
nothing,
do.
You put
I
me to
do.
Talk to some dude there. This dude was asking yo. Me, yo, este tigre, no,
yo,
wait up, Anthony. Este tigre had the off-white Jordans, the Carolina blue ones, and he wanted, they were fake. They were fake. So he wanted to flip him for a G. He's asking me how eBay works. But it's even when I put him out to how eBay works, he goes, oh, but I got the real ones too. So I'm like, all right, so put the real ones at a G and the fake ones at a little. How about I sell the fake ones like the real ones, send them the fake ones, and still get the G?
I was looking at Frankie like,
yo, but this nigga, like the moral compass is crazy. Like, that's a malicia. I'm giving you a G for the fake ones? Nah.
But that's the world we live in. There's.
No, I think you know a lot of dirt. I think you know extra dirtbags. I know some dirtbags, but esta tipa con solo tigre que está pasado.
No, yo, I've dealt with my. I've dealt it. No, that doesn't mean I'm a very nice person. That doesn't determine who I am. No one lied to me. I'm a very nice person.
With that said, Joe. You know what one problem I've been having a lot though? A lot of my homegirls and stuff like that, they're a little ratchet. They're from the hood. They don't know how to turn the ratchet switch off. Do you know how to, okay, adapt. I was told a long time ago, to survive in this world, you have to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things, like I was dude that was even against it. because I'm not going to compromise who I am. But as long as I cannot, don't have to compromise who I am, and I could adapt to it. Like, if I want a bunch of blanquitos and all that, I know how to, here's a Stella, not Hennessy and Coke. You know, adapt. I have a lot of homegirls that it's almost like pulling you, like, I can't bring them around certain people because I feel like they don't know how to turn that switch off, and it makes me look bad. Do you have friends that do the same thing to you, Jodice? That you're a little embarrassed about?
I've had people that don't know how to act when they go out.
But they're amongst your circle. I mean, like, you don't want to bring them to your parents' barbecue because you feel that they're going to embarrass you.
I've had that. Not recently, but I've had
that. But is that, and that's your friend, and you feel bad that you can't invite that person because you know they're going to act up at your barbecue?
I don't.
You be having that? That friend that you be like, coño, I can't bring him to my house because my mom is going to be like, yo, y esta vaina.
It's probably because I'm probably the ratchet one. That's why I don't have any.
But nah, I don't think you. I've been around you in different periods of time, and you know when it's okay to be ratchet. I'm ratchet. But you got to know how to turn it off. There's certain scenarios we don't got to hear about my mando.
Huevo.
We don't got to. You don't got to hear about me, the beso negro. We don't got to hear it. You can hear it on Trap and Checha. But I don't gotta be with a group of old people talking by the pool, and we talking about, yeah, cause you know my favorite thing to do, 70-year-old Bob, is I like to give the beso negro. I don't gotta do that. You know what I'm saying?
You don't gotta talk about it all the time.
I know my audience.
But I agree.
But there's people that don't know their audience. They're from
no. I feel like the worst thing a female could do when they go out, it's like they're like, you guys know that we're going out. Why you never got cash on you? Oof. That shit is like a pet
peeve. Does that happen to you? I think because
I hate that shit. It's on my car. I hate that shit.
I really believe though that's because a lot of women are waiting for a man to pay for shit, Jodeci. Let's be honest.
But
they're waiting to find the nigga to come by.
But we're going all, like, it's a girl's night.
Are you going to the club?
No, we're going to dinner.
I don't know.
I hate that shit.
I don't know. But I feel like a lot of women.
You tell them bring cash and they still with the.
I feel a lot of women we're going to the club. I'll find a nigga to sponsor this event. No,
but a lot of bitches don't got it like that.
But they assume they do.
No, well, they need to fall off of that shit because
the ratchetness came out.
They need to fall off.
Nah, but Jodeci look like she be holding herself down. She's not waiting for homie to
no,
do it.
No, definitely not. I pay for my own shit. I don't need no nigga to pay for nothing.
Do it. But there's women that
there's because you know what? A lot of guys after they. But they think that they own you. And I no man could tell me, oh.
Own you after what?
I made you.
Own you after what exactly?
No, like, oh, they show up with a nice gift and I like,
just
oh, I got you those shoes. I got you this. I got you. Yo, I got my own shit.
Yo, Jodeci, I'm going to be honest, baby. As I hear you more and more, I really feel bad for you. Yo, Anthony, we got to get Jodeci some new type of dudes. Porque está oyendo lo que. She's here.
Yo, I am.
I wouldn't like, even think to tell a girl anything like that, like sacar en cara.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Like, I would never.
No. I don't even deal with hood niggas. I don't even deal with hood niggas.
You stop it.
I've had one boyfriend in my whole entire life.
I'm going to go to sleep now.
No, I really have. I've had one serious boyfriend in my whole entire life.
All right, but you got to tell me you don't mess with hood niggas, Jodeci.
No, I don't mess with
but you just,
I'll be home.
But how you gonna say that the broke niggas got the good D if you don't mess with hood niggas? Like how you
No, I don't. I've only had one boyfriend in my whole entire life.
That's okay. I've only had like three girlfriends.
I've dated. But I don't claim any of these people that I've dated. Date is just like, oh, vamos a salir. Let's see where it goes after second, third date. That's it. Y la bota por carajo.
I have a question.
Black Casper has a question.
Dude, a lot of people his age don't go out on dates. They don't know what dates
no,
are.
No, I still do dates.
You do dates?
Yeah,
I think you're
I
the
still
owner.
Do movies
My little myself. Brother doesn't do dates. That shit irks me.
Alright, but I have a question.
I'ma fuck you up.
How do you know that los tigres malos tienen good dick?
Cause I've dated.
If you only had one relationship.
No, I've had one serious relationship.
Black Casper, he got his education from Durs.
Okay, I had one serious relationship. But it's not like I haven't dated and dipped my feet in other waters.
All right,
water.
So you dip your feet in tigre waters.
And then I take it right back out.
All right, but you gotta know, because you said that you don't date hood niggas, whatever. You mess with hood niggas. Don't say
they
no.
At first they not a hood nigga, and then they turn to be.
My nigga, if they from the hood and they gotta fit it on their hood nigga, get the bata blado
be. No, you don't know. No, I haven't.
If he live between 157 and 207, the nigga hood nigga. What you bata blado? Black Casper's a hood nigga. He just knows how to turn off the switch. That's what I've been telling y'all. It's all about adapting. Dating is like a job. You got a 3-month probation. Eso 3 meses, yo te voy a llenar los ojos, mija. And it's a wrap. That's what that is. It's a probation period.
I've dealt with.
I got the job.
Horrible ass guys. It's just, I guess I picked them bad. I pick horrible guys.
Every woman says this, so I don't know who's good.
I pick horrible ass guys. You could be down, like you could be down for them, be there for them.
But you know what, Jodeci? I've come to realize in life, I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. You picked horrible guys, you were down for them. But it seems that good women like bad men, the same way that good men like bad women, because somehow or somewhere, we're not connecting ever, the good guys and the good girls. Somehow, some way, because every good girl claims that every nigga's a dog, and every good dude claims that every girl's a dog.
I do feel that there are good men. They're just taken. They're taken already.
I feel like if you're not married by now, like that marriage is gonna end. So
I'm gonna be a step parent. I'm okay with being a stepmom.
You're gonna definitely be a stepmom, Jodeci.
I'm okay with being a stepmom. I don't have to have kids. You can have all the kids you want. Like,
yo, you know what? Let's give it up for Joe, because not for nothing. There's a lot of girls that won't date a guy.
I am so like, I don't want, like, I do not want to have my own kids at the moment, because I don't want to be a single parent. Because
so you already assume the guy's gonna leave.
It's just the way.
It's just what's gonna happen, Diablo.
That's just the way.
It's just the way the generation.
No, I'm a product of that too. Like,
so what? You could be the difference maker. You could find a man that. Why does it have to be for death to us part? Maybe you last 10, 15 years with that dude. Your kid is 15. Y tú pasaste 15 años, you know, of good marriage.
There's a possibility. Yeah, I kind of do. No, Iglesia.
He just has to be a good boy. Not bad.
But she doesn't like the good boys. She like the hood niggas. Eso es lo que le pasa. Yeah.
No, not even.
I know for a fact.
No, y también, I'm crazy too, so it's just like, that's why. It's just, there's a meme, it's just like, why are you single? You crazy, right? Yo. That's what it is. I think that's what
it is. Yo, I'm going to be honest.
That's
if,
what it
is. If a girl is 30 y no tiene un hombre, vaina así, and they hit you with the, it's because I want to be, no.
No, bitch, you crazy.
Something, because si tú te ves buena, esto y el otro, whatever, and you don't got a man to look, what has happened? Because I've met girls, I'm like, yo, but this chick is bad. Algo le tiene que faltar.
Es loca.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can't look bad and all that shit, whatever.
You know
whatever.
How many times I've gotten like, yo, why are you single? I'm like, I'm crazy. That's
at least you know you're crazy.
That's what it is.
Black Casper, do you like quiet girls or like loud girls?
Después que un hombre te dice, que, oh, she has cancer. You gonna be sane after that shit?
She lost all her trust in men.
Yo, that shit.
I mean,
fucks,
the nigga se pasó.
Like, yo, that shit fucks you up mentally.
Is that I feel like I'd be wishing that upon her by telling a person who's not having cancer that they have cancer. I'm not built to say that. Like,
yo, and it's just like the girl had her own man. It was maldito. That shit was.
Never stopped there. The own man, yo.
No, the girl had her own man.
That's fine.
That shit fucks you up mentally. You don't know what you put a person through. Especially a person that loves you.
What's the longest relationship you've had?
Well, I'm still in it. It's like a year. A year and
what's the longest relationship you've had?
I was with a girl for like 3 years.
Oh, that's the same. Anthony? Oh, never mind.
La casada.
So you still in it? You love your girlfriend, Black Casper?
Yeah, right now she's sending me videos.
What?
Hey!
No, like that.
She's all the way in Puerto Plata right now.
Oh, ella está bien. Ella está bien. Ay, 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 Saki. And she likes the Saki Pockies that look like Black Casper. What a suck.
I told her, wait until December.
You gonna be out there? You gonna be in Puerto Plata?
Yeah.
And you look like a sunky punky nigga.
No, she lives here.
She lives here. Nah, she went with her family. It was like a family vacation. Yeah.
Oh, no, family.
I'm tracking her right
at
now.
Her, at their age is a family vacation. They don't go at 18.
Y los primos se prime, coño. Diablo, Black Casper. ¿Qué vamos a hacer? What we gonna do? Can't go crazy, my brother.
I'm literally tracking her as we speak.
Ay, loco también.
Black
Casper. Ay, loco también. So, I saw this video. There's this guy on top of this girl. Like, you gonna leave me? You gonna leave me?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was your nigga.
You gonna leave me?
I'm not your nigga.
I'm not your nigga anymore. He'll tell, yo, I'm about to claim him. Yep. Because,
but you know what's sad? Every time I see videos like that, I think to myself, that person, she was getting messed up. You have time to record it, but you ain't gonna call. Like, she was getting smacked, bro. I saw a video of a guy in Jones this weekend hit a pregnant girl. Y le tenían que caer encima los tigres. Like, hold up. He smacked his girl in Jones.
I seen that video.
Los tigres le cayeron encima.
Well, that's good.
But at first, I was like, are they gonna caerle encima? Like, y'all just are recording this?
It was like a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
I seen it.
And I was like, yo, he smacked his girl. He's like, what? Don't get in. You know, because niggas be thirsty to hit a dude. So they're like, yeah, they just be thirsty. Like, oh, he hit a... Yeah, like, coño, sí, con esto me voy a quitar. Y le cayeron encima. But this nigga's recording. And I'm like, yo, you recording seeing a man smack his pregnant wife. Like, tú tienes que darle una patada a ese tigre en la cara, my nigga. Football punt his face. Pero they did it. But my point is, we want to record first before taking action, as we've seen lately. I gotta stop.
A lot of times people be like, oh, I didn't do that. You don't have proof.
My nigga, that video with the, I'm not your nigga, but he was smacking her up, that girl. I'm not your nigga. I was like, pero venga acá. Black Casper's tracking this girl. A saber si va a coger un vuelo para allá.
Yo estoy sola. Solita.
Yo soy loco.
No more $40 dick for me.
Black Casper, let me see that app. Wait, what's that?
No. It's on iMessage, so you just click on it, boom.
She shared her location?
Yeah.
But how you know? It doesn't say what? With Sunky Punky, without Sunky Punky? Like, what is that going to do
for
you?
Wait, how do you do that again? Wait, I want to track. How I do that?
All right, so look.
I want to track one of my guys. Which one?
But they has, you got to go into their phone and do it.
Oh.
Black Castle, hold up. This is juicy.
I'm going to start sending.
This is juicy, Anthony.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to start sending.
What is that going to do for you, my nigga? Other than drive you nuts. Porque al final, just because you know she's in Puerto Plata, don't mean nothing. We know she's in Puerto Plata.
She don't got Wi-Fi everywhere. She don't got Wi-Fi everywhere.
She does. She has Wi-Fi everywhere.
She better have Wi-Fi everywhere.
What if she goes to Mocha, my nigga? Because Marvin, I be trying to talk to him. He's like, yo, I'm on my way to Mocha. I can't talk to you. And it's a wrap. I can't talk to him until he gets back to Santiago. Not only that, she got no food in the room. Yo, ay, this nigga no va a dormir hoy.
You know,
ay, Black Castle, va a dormir.
If she was to do that, I will call la suegra.
Ay, 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 ay.
I will call la suegra. I'll be like, yo.
La suegra.
Where is she? I want to know.
Let me see, Black Castle. Do you mind we see your girlfriend on Trapper Checha?
No, but not for.
Yeah, not worried. It doesn't matter.
Not for nothing.
That's your girl. That's it. That's Black Checha. Black Casper's our intern. I want to see.
I used to go into my ex's. Find my phone. I used to see where that nigga was at.
Yeah.
I'm not a stalker. I want to know what the fuck he's doing.
Hold up! Black Casper got a filete.
Let me see.
Black Casper got a filete.
Oh, she's pretty.
Black Casper got
a the baby.
Al final, you want to know your girl look good, my nigga. Your girl look good. You got a good looking woman right there.
She's pretty.
Es una tipa linda, fina.
Yo.
But the sucky punkies is out here, my Anthony. They out here. They be going. They know how to... My nigga.
Tú eres gringa.
My nigga, when you ask the sunky punky.
As long as you have that blue passport. Yo.
The sunky punky.
They don't even know about the other states.
Have you seen a sunky punky?
Actually, nah.
Okay.
No.
They look like you, but brolic. And they be like, aquí, buscando la leche de mi hija. Buscando la leche de mi hija. That's their whole line. Because you see, you understand. Over there in DR, like they get a lot of women from Europe and Puerto Plata and all that that don't got morenos. You'd be exotic to a German chick. You'd be exotic, my nigga, that I got a moreno, este el otro. With that said, them niggas be having the pelitos afuera. They look like you, but are taller and more broad. With that said, you're not gonna sleep tonight because she's out here. She showed you the dress, my nigga. She just posted that dress. Ella va a ir. She's gonna go to the show in Puerto Plata. She's gonna go to the show in the Tarima. They're gonna put her to dance with the Sanky Panky.
After 2 a.m., if she's not responding to you, after 2 a.m., it's a wrap.
Nah.
You better FaceTime her to go to sleep.
You gotta time your.
You better FaceTime her before she go to sleep. A ver.
Yo.
And no que coge esa que she's going to sleep at 11 o'clock.
Yo.
She's not going to sleep at 11 o'clock.
Listen. My Wi-Fi's not working. I have poor connection.
Ella sabe muy bien que yo soy loco.
Ay,
loco in all ages.
Trabaja.
Yo, trabaja así.
Black Casper was falling asleep till I mentioned this damn mama nigga. Ahora el tigre está despierto y no se va a acostar nunca. Ay, mi madre. Black Casper, ¿qué vamos a hacer contigo, mijo?
Oh, man.
You know what the real problem is? That you could be a Sanky Panky. So it's like...
He could be in the movie.
You could definitely be in the movie. So it's like...
You could be Hinato's son.
So the problem is that this whole time, she had her Sanky Panky in the Bronx. Until she saw the real Sanky Panky. Then she's like, oh, but they come in.
Ay, ya, ya, ya. Ave
Maria. Oh, que si tienen labia.
Yo, there's...
Oh, que si tienen labia, Anthony. Eso Sanky Panky, tigre. Oh, my Jesus. Black Casper.
There's this show. It's like my 60-day fiancé. They, like, just met. The person flies them out. Son muchos de Santo Domingo. Los tigres. That they meet in a hotel, whatever.
They're called Sanky Pankies. And they do not look like Frankie. They look like Black Casper. They look like Black Casper. With that said, Black Casper, haven't talked about movies and thing in a while, which reminds me, my man Marvin is coming back Wednesday to talk to us about all the movies that we haven't talked about since our first episode. See any good movies lately, Black Casper, with your girl before she went to see Sucky Bunky?
Well, I haven't seen any movies lately, to be honest with you. The last movie I saw with my girl was Geostorm.
That was a horrible movie. Why would you go watch Geostorm?
Listen, we got to 14 late.
You went to iPick?
Yeah.
Yo, Black Casper's winning. He tries to go to iPick. Joe, did you see any new movies?
You gotta treat your girl right. You gotta take her to comfortable seats up, good food.
Black Casper gonna have girls his whole life.
Because the only important man in my life is my dad. I went to.
Here we go. Play the violin. Go ahead.
I went to see Ocean's 8. With my dad.
Was it good? Was it alright?
It was a chick flick. I feel like Oceans isn't Oceans without
Brad Pitt.
He actually wanted to see it because he wanted to see Rihanna.
Ciao.
He's like in love with Rihanna.
I heard the movie was kind of nyets.
I told you it was like kind of whack. It's a chick flick.
I saw Jurassic Park. Thought it was dope. And I saw Tag. Tag is mad funny. Go watch Tag. Jurassic Park was, if you like Jurassic Park, you don't like the movie. That's me. I kind of felt bad without seeing. I haven't seen Incredibles. My man Marvin gets back on Wednesday.
Trying to see that movie.
We're going
to
see Incredibles and we're going to see Ant-Man and the Wasp this weekend when my dude gets back. So I'm looking forward to that. I think with that said,
I'm going
to
see everything on bootleg.
Yo, Black Casper, tell her about iPick, V. Show us something.
You go to iPick, let me tell you something.
Tell them, Black Casper.
You go to iPick, you sit down.
The comfortable seat.
Put the seat down.
Recline. Throw back.
If you
with someone
seat.
Too, you could cuddle with them too. And it comes with blankets.
Oof.
No,
blankets.
Yeah.
You gotta go to Edgewater for that. A little further past Fort Lee.
The happy ending is the happy ending is the receipt for the food.
Have you had a happy
ending? Oh yeah, that's not a happy ending. That's hold that.
Have you had a happy endings watching movies?
Not in this country. Oh, during movies?
Yeah.
Netflix and chill, baby, all
no,
day.
No, at the movie theaters.
I used to have sex in movie theaters back in the day. I had sex in the movie theater. Oh yeah.
Was that possible?
181 Theater, RKO. We didn't go to watch the movie. It was the Hood Crackhead Theater, RKO, 181st Street.
The 181st?
And Broadway. I watched, I'll never forget, rest in peace, Heath Ledger, rest in peace. Estaba ahí atrás mamando teta y de todo. To A Knight's Tale. A Knight's Tale, rest in peace, Heath Ledger. I'll never forget that. Go ahead.
Yo,
you,
I did that,
you know who you are.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I actually did that in Lawrence. When I went to Lawrence, when I went to the movies. Well,
you had the sexual intercourse in the movie theater?
No, mamá, ahí está la teta.
¡Ay! ¡Ay! Jack Casper! Háblame de eso, Jonas, ¿y tú?
I'm a good girl. No, I haven't. I actually have it. I haven't.
A mí me lo... My nigga, 40-year-old virgin? I said, I ain't trying to be that dude. Dime. Y me dieron... And
no,
it was
I'm
packed.
Not.
It was everybody there. And she gave me the... Under the North Face check. At the end of the North Face check. Yo, así ahí. Pero ese tigre estaba viniéndose. At the end of the movie, también estaba yo ahí. I was like, oh, me too.
Probably why I'm single. I'm not adventurous.
Oof.
Oh.
I had a girl. She knows who she is. Yo, I fucked up on so many girls, Jodeci. Another regret of my life. If you really love your... If you really love your girl, Black Casper, stick by that mamita. Cause
claro.
I used to, porque you know lo que pasó? Again, when you're so acostumbrado getting bad joints, I took a lot for granted, my nigga. Yo tenía una que whatever I told her, yo lo quiero aquí. Una mama, que si tú le ves ahora, I'm gonna show you a picture later, off camera, Black Casper. She looked like she was a white girl, but she was Santi Aguera. Y si tú le ves, and I would tell her whatever, yo, aquí en el parque te lo quiero dar. She'd bend over. Yankee Stadium.
No.
I never got a hand job in Yankee Stadium. Ven pa'ca y me lo toca. Yo, it was real. And I messed up. Long story short, I think we watched...
Yo, you're so experienced compared to me.
Yo.
What happened?
When did Finding Dory come out? Did that just come out?
Like... 2 years ago?
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it was only 2 years ago?
2 or 3 years.
When did the movie before that come out that was the sequel to? What was the original one? Finding Nemo. Finding Nemo. When did that come out?
Oof, like my years ago.
Like more than 10?
Well,
so maybe it was Dory that
came
was
out.
So.
My brother's, that was his first birthday. That was around 15 years ago.
Oh, no. So
it
maybe
it
was during
2003.
Dory. Me dio una mamaita. During Dory. I don't know which movie it was. But
it was
said,
one of them fishes.
But the guard came and flashed the light on me?
Hey,
yeah. I guess somebody told him, like, you're getting busy back there.
No, you get banned from movie theater.
Of course.
Wait,
and you know,
did he let you rock?
I was already done. And you know what she goes? She looks at him and she goes, nope, already in my tummy. I swear to my mother,
Already in my tummy?
Already in my tummy. Yeah. I see, lady. So like, what you gonna do that week? We don't. I see, let me know. Finding Nemo came out what year? Nah, this was after 2000. But shorty, anyways, long story short, that girl got, she got, she's spot out right now. And I messed up. She was so beautiful. I miss you. You know who you are. If you hear the show, you probably don't hear the show, but if you do, this has been the I messed up show and trying to school the youth.
You have the, what was the meme? There was like a meme that said you have three loves in your life.
Oh yeah, that was from Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
Bronx Tale. Long time ago. But I guess, I don't know. I know I messed up with a lot of beautiful, driven women to be without a purpose.
I didn't mess up.
What do you mean you messed up?
I didn't mess up with anyone.
Jordan, so you got time to mess up. I got like 10 years on you. I'm telling you, I got 10 years of mess ups.
Oh my God, no, I haven't messed up. I don't plan to.
Okay, well, to you, from your mouth to God's ears. With that said, I've messed up a lot. I'm trying to, this is my plea. Ladies, take me back. Whichever of the women that I have mentioned today, take me back.
Which one do you want back?
I have changed.
Which one do you want back? The movie theater one?
The movie theater one?
I'm going to be on. I
slide in her DMs.
Is that I got nothing for her. I seen how she living right now. She going to laugh at me. Like, nigga, you see what it is.
Listen, it doesn't hurt to try.
She got married. Una niña. No, 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 need you. Like,
oh. Una roca.
But I'm like, she's petting the tigers in Thailand. She's swimming with the sharks and whatever.
She can take you on vacation.
The only thing I got going for me was that I broke her back. But there comes a point black Casper that the women don't care about that.
They don't care about that anymore.
They
listen,
don't care
but
about that.
At least you have something to remember that you did something with her.
You never want to be that nigga talking about what I used to do.
You don't want to be Beyonce's first boyfriend.
You know what I'm saying? You never want to be the nigga talking about what I used to do. There's this between a nigga that's getting it and a nigga that's got it. You feel me? I want to be a nigga that's getting it.
You want to be Jay-Z. That you don't want to be...
Yeah, I don't want to be the nigga. 10 years ago, I was popping like the niggas on the block. En el 93, yo era un tigre de verdad. A mí me bajaron 10 kilos. Yeah, like, that's corny to me. I want to be the dude that's like... I don't care about that. That's never been nothing important to me. But I had mamitas, bro, that it's like, esa la mujer tuya. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And they're like, bueno, este tigre, if you don't want that, man. And it's because I used to be like you, a little chulo.
So it's like, it's like, I'm not the only one to feel bad for.
No, don't feel bad for me, because you can't live with regret. It's a learning experience. I learned again.
No, I definitely don't live with regret.
There was a point in time where things I didn't take into factors and consideration things so much. I just cared about.
A lot of males do that. A lot of males do that.
She was like that whole thing. Get okay now.
I like how you're playing sexy love, Fabi Neo. What do you know about that?
Black Casper's a romantic. Ay, 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 él está pensando en ese voleibol que está jugando con eso. Con los saquitos.
Yo, he's gonna call his girl.
I'm gonna call her later.
Ay, ay.
Right when we finish.
I call her right now?
Can we put her on speaker? Can we talk to her on the show?
Nah, because he's gonna get tired if she don't answer.
Yo, one last mention. Cardi B, right? First female to something?
All right, hold on. Cardi B is the first...
I don't
first...
want to quote nothing, Jodeci, so give me the quote.
All right, I got you right now. No.
She's still making money, it seems.
Listen. All right. Okay. Yeah,
okay,
I agree.
No, that's a for sure.
All right, can I read it?
Okay, read it.
Cardi B becomes first female rapper with 2 Billboard Hot 100 number ones. As I Like It with Bad Bunny and J Balvin. Follows Bodak Yellow to the top.
Listen, to your point, Anthony, about que le van a llevar. Bro, hasn't she already accomplished everything she ever had to accomplish in her life? Anything after this is just extra.
She did, she had an interview and they asked her, where do you see yourself in 5 years? She was like, I see myself as a bigger artist than what I am now. I see myself with at least one kid. And engaged.
And she got married, had a kid, and...
No, she hasn't got married. She says that she
they
has...
They said she got married. Secretly.
Coño, y tú sabes todos los chismes, coño.
Pero eso se... They've been saying it. She's been married since last September, una vaina. Yeah, she been married to the homie. Anyways, the point is that anything she does now is just a win because... Look what she came, like, she did everything.
She came from Suze.
She came from Suze. And we're not talking about 10 years ago. We're talking about 2 years ago. With that said, she's a shmillionaire, como ella dice.
Shmillionaire. She got the shmoney.
From the Bronx. From Suze. Ella tiene millones. Does it matter? Does it matter? She got songs with dudes that Nicki doesn't have songs with, bro. She's at a regard, like.
She's gonna win regardless.
Anybody comes at her, even Nicki Minaj, it's almost kind of corny because it's like, bro, you're supposed to win. You come in at somebody that's underneath you. You're the rapper. You're supposed to be a better rapper than her. Lo que ella hace
like,
de más.
I feel like Nicki Minaj is just like choking, like, que hago ahora?
Que hago ahora? Because nobody's talking about me.
Oh, nobody's talking about, like, que hago ahora? Like,
and it looks corny because
and then
she's underdog.
And right now... She making mad money and she just chilling her house being pregnant.
It's a fact.
She just collecting money.
Anything that happens, she married a millionaire. She's a millionaire. Gonna have millionaire babies. She just had a Bronx Tale baby shower.
The baby shower was very pretty.
That had a bunch of the industry respects Cardi B. It be haters that talk shit on comments on that, but actual people, you don't see Nicki Minaj and Jay-Z dike. I see, chumming it. People love Cardi B in the industry. So even if she doesn't make another record in her life, my nigga, she done did it, bro. Gotta give all respect. I just saw a picture Tommy posted, Tommy 5000, of her here in the studio only 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The difference she, is night and day.
Didn't she shoot Choppy Choppy?
Yeah, she shot Choppy Choppy here. She used to come all the time. She was a friend of a fam. Her, she was when she was on her Instagram fame, she would come here all the time. Come on, yeah. Now. Her father like be nothing. Whipping her through Dykeman. Her Bentley, you see her dad in it, whipping it. Like, because this is all extra to her. Like, she came up. So, shout out to Cardi B always and forever. Black Casper, shout out to the Sunky Punkies. I guess that's pretty much it for today's episode. I want to thank Black Casper for showing up. Giving us the young guys' perspective.
Fun.
Yeah.
Look, I really want to do this.
I love it when I hear
shit like that, because Jodeci, we made somebody's their sales come true. You understand? So I like what.
And this is just the start.
Black Casper's always welcome on the show. Always. I might even want to shed a tear, because when people say that shit, I feel like I helped them, bro. So we love you, Black Casper. We want you to become a Sunky Punky of your own. I would definitely call her.
Just know that a lot of young males your age aren't doing what you're doing now.
And not as mature and intelligent as this man is. He's a very well-rounded dude. He be at IPIC. Your niggas don't take it to IPIC. I don't know about that.
I take myself to IPIC.
My bad. Yeah, okay.
I don't need a nigga to take me to IPIC.
Says every girl that don't got a nigga taking her to IPIC. Boo. Anyways, Jodeci, you let me know when you need to go to IPIC, homie.
I got you.
Machuca. I'll take it to IPIC. Anyways,
cool.
Black Hat, you stay doing you, my brother. Anthony, I guess that's a wrap, my bro. I look kind of brolic on camera. Have you seen this?
Oh my God, you're so cocky.
You see, look at the flat, Joe. You see
yeah, flex, it's a wrap. Flex, good night, guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, Black Hat, you see me, my nigga? All right.
Yeah, you're still single.
Get us out with some music. That gives you time. Oh my God. Look what he's taking us out. No scrubs. That was a Tina there to scrub is a guy that thinks he's yeah, no Jonas, yeah, I'm Black Casper, it's a Tina. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his book at soul. No, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine and no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't wanna lay your time and no. I don't want no scrub, a scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Passenger side of his best friend trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Taking out the passenger side of his best friend trying to holler at me. Where would I be without you, baby? So if you need me, if you want me, to put it on you. Because I love you, yeah. And don't you forget.
For that, you forever be a part of me. Mind, body, and soul, ain't no I in we, baby. When you cry, who wipes your tears? When you scared, who's telling you there's nothing to fear? Girl, I'll always be there when you need a shoulder to lean on. Never hesitate, knowing you can call on your soulmate and vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old man, I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on. What would I be without you? I only think about you, yeah. I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me. What would I be without you?
To me, what would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again. Never hesitate to let you in. Know what you be yourself or play your role. Tell all the boys I keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up? If I push you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again, try again. Cause if at first you don't succeed, you can dust it off and try again. Dust yourself off and try again, try again.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. If it wasn't for the money, cars and movies, stars and jewels and all these things I've got, I wonder, hey, would you still want me?
Won't you?
Would you still be calling me?
Still calling you?
You'll be loving me?
I'll be loving you.
From a geek to father, no go. Pivot ain't easy, trust me, I know. But gangsters in, go, 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 go. Together, like chinchilla in bad weather. I'm good, but been better. On my road with cheddar and glamorous things. Stopped a few cars and crib to eat in the West Wing. Cause this is how I'm living, and y'all women know the secrets on how to get it and keep. How to pray about weak, it's the power of the. West, that's why I got a lot of wondering, it ain't just I. Gotta keep the cash coming, and that's on my life. If it wasn't for the money and the things I got, she probably wouldn't like me. But I keep her in Irvin, Jeffrey, quite icy. Sip Seraphine, who does it like me? And the murderers, I.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay bougie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam not even Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me, Navajo creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coppet. Stop it, if you think they're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the junior mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once the grin, I'm in game again. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses, the sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
All I need is
one more chance. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Cause you don't need nobody. If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time.
I want you around me all the time.
Will I be your best friend? If you promise you'll be mine.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He said he's just a friend. Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Come on.
Either he is or he ain't your man. He said he's just a friend. If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time.
I want you around all the time.
Girl, I'll be your best friend. If you promise you'll be mine.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He said he's just a friend. Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Come on,
either he is or he ain't your man. He said he's just a friend.
Coming up, I was confused. My mama kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing. Check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night.
Woke up the next morning, stole my bike. Different day, same shit, nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this to never come back if I could. Hated to love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hated to love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. Get to know me.